pleasure to be joined by Dave Barman here, Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio from the Wireless Power Consortium. I wouldn't want to get in a street fight with anyone in the Wireless Power Consortium, it sounds like.
Well,
but you're nice enough, so.
It's a neat group of high-tech companies that are trying to solve problems using wireless power.
Sure, and that's where we're all moving. Everything's moving right now. So we're at the Smart Kitchen Summit, though, and you guys are here with a booth, and really we're talking the possibilities are really endless when it comes to the kitchen, from what manufacturers want to put out there and what consumers really want.
Yep, and you know, it's a follow-on, if you will, from the Qi standard, which is in most cell phones and now most vehicles. And you know, so for going from 15 watts with the Qi standard up to 2400 watts with the Qi standard now, which is a new brand for the kitchen, that's really where we're going. So just taking this and stepping it up a few notches and being able to provide that same convenience of just setting something down without having to worry about cords and connectors. You don't have to go try to find your cord or cable.
Well, like you mentioned, the safety aspect of not having, you know, 10 cords hanging out loose around that kids could pull out or you could throw into water or get wet or whatever. It's really, there's a safety component to it as well.
You bet. And it's just a completely different way to design. And what it does is it puts a lot of the control capability into the transmitter. That's the device that can be mounted under the surface or it can be in a cook surface. And what we like about that is the connectivity of that, you're putting a lot of the cost of the appliance in the base. So now when you think about all the control, connectivity, et cetera, you start to have a whole bunch of options that maybe the cost of a prior appliance wouldn't have been able to afford. Using the wireless piece, you start to add that intelligence in automatically. And, you know, now it affords the ability of appliance manufacturers to maybe be able to do more than what they would have in the past for the same.
Yep, at the Smart Kitchen Summit with Dave Barman. And Dave, you also mentioned that compliance is a big job for what you guys do. But how much also is educating the consumer about what is possible out there is part of your job?
Oh, gosh, I've been educating not just consumers, but even the engineering schools, et cetera, for 10 years. When we first started this, it was so much of a wow factor that you could boil
still
water
is.
In a pan and put it in your hand, and you know, we can do so many neat things with wireless power that we've had to train people that the efficiencies of what we're doing here are actually more efficient than gas, microwave, or convection heating. And that's not, you know, in Europe and Asia, that's understood a lot more than it is in the United States. But so we've got a lot of education to do yet, you know, and just the fact that wireless charging is in phones, I still come across people that say, hey, you know, what's that thing in my car? And I have to show them that, hey, you can charge your phone there. And they actually discover that their phone will charge there.
Yep. What I do is sports mainly, so stadiums and arenas have jumped on the bandwagon in their lounges, in their suites. We have wireless charging. I've even seen it now in a minor league baseball stadium. So that's really the way we're moving, and it's a great little add-on for season ticket holders or suite holders or people that can use that that technology right at the stadium.
Yeah, and there's more. I mean, you can imagine as the power migrates upwards and we start to do more with it, people are going to find more uses too, right? You know, this is just getting started. People are just starting to figure this out. And as you start to see those applications, you see that the connectivity, you know, connecting that person to that seat in the stadium, there's just all kinds of things that start to connect. You know, more viable means of using this technology and adding the value.
And it's big for the teams because it allows fans not to have their phones run out of juice and they can send social media posts and pictures and show what a great time they're having at the stadium for people that aren't there, and hopefully they'll buy tickets as well.
Exactly.
So there's a marketing and a PR component to it as well.
Exactly. And that whole IoT back end, you know, of connecting that consumer in various ways, you're going to see so many different derivatives kind of peel off of that.
The data is very valuable as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dave, great to have you. That means job security for you, I think. So, but you're a young guy. You have a lot of years before you can retire yet.
Hopefully not too many.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Appreciate it.